This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is conductor Karina Kanellakis. She talked about her recording of the Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók. Karina, for American audiences, tell us how the Netherlands public broadcasting system in that tiny country can afford to subsidize 5 professional orchestras.
It's an amazing thing that the Netherlands has such a vibrant art scene, considering how small the population is and what a small country it is. I think there is definitely a huge amount of value placed on culture and the arts. You see that also here in Amsterdam, where I now live, with the museums and the concert hall itself, the Concertgebouw, which is one of the great concert halls in the world. And you have the Van Gogh Museum and the Rijksmuseum and all of these sort of very important cultural institutions here in this very small country. So it's impressive, definitely. I think that it's important that also the government of the Netherlands continues to value that, and that future generations continue to subsidize as much of the arts and culture world as possible. I personally believe that music, and in particular orchestral music, because of its collaborative nature and because it brings people together without screens and without devices, I believe that it's also an incredibly important tool for education and a very important part of hopefully every child's education. That means we have to make it accessible, and we have to make sure that young people from all different backgrounds can have access somehow to singing in a choir, playing an instrument in an orchestra. It doesn't have to be a fancy instrument. It can be banging on pots and pans. But just to instill these values and this love and appreciation for the art form for the next generation.
Continuing on that particular theme, does the Netherlands have an organized program to teach young people how to play instruments or sing in choirs?
There are a number of youth orchestras and youth choirs throughout the Netherlands. There could be more here as well, of course. In the United States, there are many youth orchestras and youth choirs, but it's a little bit disorganized in terms of who funds those organizations. It's mostly privately funded, which is fine as long as you have some sort of, I think, support from the government. In some way to acknowledge the fact that this is important and that this is as important as public education is important. And that is something that is, you know, quite different between a number of the European countries and the United States.
Karina, in your first complete commercial recording, tell our listeners why you selected the music of Béla Bartók.
Bartók is a composer who I've always felt a huge affinity with ever since I was a student, and back in my days as a violinist, I played his solo violin sonata, which actually technically is the very, very last work he ever wrote in 1944. I feel very, very close to the Concerto for Orchestra, which is the featured piece on this album. The concerto was written also at the end of his life. It was written in 1943, and he passed away in 45. It's known as the ultimate pinnacle of 20th century music and virtuosity for orchestra. But that's not the thing that really gets to me, because actually beneath all of that flashy, rowdy kind of folk-like regular rhythms and dance themes, beneath that there is an enormous amount of emotional depth to everything that Bartók ever wrote, especially while he was writing the Concerto for Orchestra. We know that he was very sick. He wrote it in the hospital in about 2 months' time, which is just unbelievable. At the time, received a commission for, I think, $1,000, which at the time was a lot of money, from Koussevitzky, from the Boston Symphony. He literally got this commission in his hospital room. The fact that he was able to write something that is so uplifting and really gets the audience off their feet at the end is amazing, but there are many moments of the piece that reveal his true reality at the time, which was a sense of extreme loneliness and longing and homesickness for his native country of Hungary. The piece is in 5 movements. The middle movement is called Elegy. And it is so expressive and so beautiful and so lonely and lost and dreamlike. That's really what draws me to his music. And we also have the four pieces on this album. The four pieces are really not known very well by audiences and not played as often. They were written earlier in his life, but they were written right after he wrote, for anybody who knows the opera, Bluebeard's Castle. They were written a year after that. They very much have that storytelling, romantic element to them. You hear a lot more of the early style of Bartók, which was a little bit closer to Debussy than what he came up with later in his life, which was definitely based on folk tunes from peasant people, which he had recorded and researched for his entire life and incorporated them into everything that he wrote. He's a very unique, fascinating, interesting, beautiful, impressive composer.
Irina, you are one of the world's top conductors, but you're also a mother who is expecting her second child later this year. Can you tell our listeners how you balance the demands inherent in both roles?
It's hopefully going to become more and more normal to see orchestra conductors and women in general in leadership roles who also have chosen to have a family and be a mom. I have a 2-year-old son and I'm expecting another child, and I, you know, very often travel with my whole family when I go on the road. My husband happens to be someone who's extremely supportive, and I think that's a big part of it, to have some sort of a partner or somebody. You know, you have to have help. I have help. You have to have somebody helping you out and a sense of support, not only from the people that are close to you, but also from society in general. I think now it is really important that we all give a little bit of extra attention and extra support to young working mothers, because it is difficult and you are tired and you do have to find ways to do your work in a very efficient manner so that you can hopefully have time to spend with your kids. I feel very, very fortunate that I am able to lead this privileged lifestyle where I'm able to do what I really love and make music and also enjoy being a mom and having a personal life. And that I made that choice is really happy with that I didn't choose to give that up in order to be a workaholic, which is quite common in the classical music world. I feel very fortunate.
Aistra, thank you so much for sharing your life and music with us here at the Classical Station in North Carolina. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Our guest on Preview has been conductor Karina Kanellakis. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.